Jose, today we were able to present Keys for Kids and Unlocked to the pastors, and we weren't sure how the response was going to be. Obviously, you translated for me, and you were able to kind of coordinate all of the activities and the sharing of pastors, and they were able to read some of the material. From your perspective, how was it received so that my team can really get an understanding of what happened today?
Thank you. Yeah. So I guess we should talk about, we had, I want to say, 13 pastors and their wives with us. And their overall response was very positive. They loved the material, what little they were really able to be exposed to. Even before, you know, even just hearing about the storyteller and, you know, and the audio Bible, in itself, they found immediate applications. We work with many different families where adults don't know how to read. So, you know, although this is focused for children, it immediately had an impact in their hearts towards those who don't read, which are not all children, right? But they started talking about many different possible uses for the material, from, you know, just setting up the possibility of home, what do you call this? We got to the home visits, but the home discipleship or having church at home, right? So we talk about having church at home and how, because this is aiming towards the children, it would attract the family together around it. The parents would want to share it with the children for the children's sake, but it would immediately have an impact on the family and on the family itself, on the whole family. And so they were really happy about it. They spoke about groups of children that they work with who are in the they're pre-K children who don't really need know but are learning how to read and write, and how this material could become a tool for them to help teach them how to read and write at the same time that they're bringing, you know, the gospel and that they're bringing the stories that are Jesus stories to them. They spoke of their Sunday school classes. They spoke about a lot of these pastors that we met with today. The reason why we're here is because they all have outgoing ministries towards their communities. So they all spoke of those children who are not church children, and they agreed immediately that this material is a lot. It's better designed for these children that are not church children, and that they have looked for material that would be useful in this ministry and have not found it. And now many of them spoke of, you know, this was God-given. They were really excited about it. They spoke of how, you know, the stories really relate to the interest of the children, and how the vocabulary in it is non-Christian friendly. So anyways, we went on and on about different possibilities. Mostly, I think at least three or four of them said, we're starting to use whatever you leave right now in our Sunday school and in our outgoing ministry as soon as we get back, because we don't have anything better. And some of them had a chance to read some of the material for teenagers. We had one pastor who is actually our youngest pastor and has a really strong youth ministry. And it kind of came back to what the other pastors were saying about the children material. He said this is definitely something that the young men and women in our context can relate to. Same thing, he's more than willing to start using whatever is available in bringing, you know, through this material, the word, the gospel to the youth, because once again, there's a lot of the material that is available is either for children or for adults, nothing really seems to hit that that focus group. And he was able to read about 5 or 6 stories, I think, that we printed out for them. And he was really impressed and willing to see more of it and use it. Overall, brothers and sisters, we were really impressed. As far as the World Orphans team here in Guatemala is concerned, especially those who are most who are working directly with these Sunday school teachers, with these house visiting groups, they immediately committed to guiding our partner churches and their ministries into finding the more effective ways to possibly use the resource that's being placed in our hands. So thank you very much. We encourage you. We have definitely seen a lot of value in what you guys have to offer, and we're looking forward to seeing more of it and being part of this growth.